From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is coming to us from Pacifica, and that's writer and artist Derek Kirk Kim. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Derek is the creator of the Image comic series, The Last Mermaid, and it's a post-apocalyptic story about a mermaid who lives on an earth with little water, and she moves around in an aquatic robot suit, and the first issue is out now. It's a really gorgeous comic book series. And right now, we're going to hear Derek's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is Comics Experience in San Francisco. This comic book store also has a graphic novel club, and you can attend interviews with graphic novel artists in person or watch them online. Also, the store is celebrating their 35th anniversary at the end of this month, and they posted about a party on their Facebook page. Derek, what do you like about this shop?
Well, this shop was one of my childhood comic book stores. Whenever I was in that area, I would always go to that store. And one of the things I love about the store is that they categorize everything by genre. It's not like just, you know, it's not just like superheroes are all here and the indies are all there. Like, they do it by romance or by, you know, minority studies or by superhero or, you know, just all the genres are very easy for you to pick, which I love. And another thing I love about the store is there's a game store right next door. Or at least there used to be when I was a kid. I don't know if it's there anymore, but so it used to be a great double whammy for me when I was a kid. Get my comics there and then get my Dungeons & Dragons nerdiness on in the, game store.
And you did a book signing there? You've done book signings there at Comics Experience?
No, I have not so far, but yeah, I would love to one day. That would be great.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, Comics Experience. Hint, hint. That's Comics Experience in San Francisco, and you can party with them for their anniversary on Saturday, March 30th. Your next pick is the Walt Disney Family Museum in the Presidio. The museum celebrates Walt Disney's life and work, and one of their current exhibits is called Disney Cats and Dogs, and it explores the evolution of art and storytelling on these animals in Disney animation. And so you'll see some favorite characters like Pluto, the Aristocats, Pongo from 101 Dalmatians, and so many more. I love Goofy. But Derek, what's your favorite part of the museum?
Oh, it's just learning about the history of Walt Disney and how he built his empire. I mean, it's incredible. And since I work in both animation and comics, the only fair to cover a comic store and something to do with animation. And we have one of the best resources for that here in the Bay Area, which is really weird to me. Like, I always thought
this,
like this museum should have been in Los Angeles. I mean, I'm glad it's not, but I just love that there's a part of that here in the Bay Area. And one of the coolest things about the museum is they have a miniature version of Disneyland, like a model version of it inside the museum, which I love just staring at. And then the other thing I love about the museum is, like you were mentioning, they have exhibitions there of some of the artists who worked on the movies. And I remember one time there was a lot of the original paintings of the artists who worked on the background paintings for Sleeping Beauty. And it was just mind-blowing. It's incredible when you see it in real life.
Oh, wow. All right. So that's the Walt Disney Family Museum in San Francisco. And the exhibit Disney Cats and Dogs runs until June 2nd. And your final pick is the Tilden Steam Train in Tilden Park. The train takes passengers on a scenic ride through the park, and you can ride around and see giant redwood trees in the area. Also nearby, there's a museum with train engines on display, and I know there's some people, they love trains. Derek, I know this is a favorite for families and the kids and us big kids. Tilden Park in Berkeley is gorgeous.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things is there are a lot of like little steam trains once you can ride. There's one in LA too, but it doesn't go through like the gorgeous redwoods of Tilden Park. It's one of the, I think the most magical of the little train rides I've ever taken. It like winds its way through the woods, and you see little towns that they built, like they're like miniature little towns, little train towns. And yeah, it's just a magical little spot. It's fun for the whole family. And it's also a little bit related to Disney too, because Disney was obsessed with seeing trains, and that's why he built that train that goes around the park. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We have our magic up here in the Bay, so we don't have to go to LA.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we have our magic up here. That's the Tilden Steam Train in Tilden Regional Park in Berkeley. I've been speaking with writer and artist Derek Kirk Kim. The first issue of his comic series, The Last Mermaid, is available now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.